Okay, not every shayla someone asks me do I decide to give a 10-minute halacha shiur about, but this shayla came up twice in the last couple of weeks, and I had never heard it before in my entire life. I was in Los Angeles, and a Rebbe in one of the high schools there told me that the students were asking whether they are allowed to use beef tallow to moisturize their skin. Beef tallow, I believe, is the Hebrew terminology for that would be chelev nevela. Are they allowed to use that to moisturize their skin? And then another one of my talmidim was a Rebbe in a high school in New Jersey, told me he also got the same shayla that the students wanted to know. Are they allowed to use beef tallow, chelev nevela, to moisturize the skin? Just straight fats of animals to moisturize their skin. I googled it to see whether this is a good thing to do or a bad thing to do in skin care, and apparently most dermatologists do not think it's a good thing to do. They say you might as well stick your head in a deep fryer and it will accomplish the same result. However, there are, and I learned a new word, there are prominent skinfluencers who are recommending that this is a wonderful form of skin care. So the question is it a kosher form of skin care? So Metzius is most soap has some sort of animal fat in the soap. That just happens to be the Metzius, and usually it's the main ingredient in the soap, unless you get a vegan soap, or you get what they call a detergent rather than a soap, and then it won't have animal fats in it. But it's an old shiloh when it comes to soaps. So let's see what the post can have to say when it comes to using soap that doesn't have ashkacha. I would imagine if I were to take a poll right now among those sitting here, whether your soap has ashkacha at home, probably it does not. So what are we relying on when it comes to our soaps? And then let's see if that same kula or all those same kulas can still apply when it comes to using just straight beef on your skin, or beef fats on your skin. So just the basic halachic background, the sugya Maseches Pesachim Daf Chaf Aleph through Daf Chaf Gimel discusses machalos asurus and which ones are asur ba'achila and which ones are asur ba'anah. And basically, chelev nevela is asur ba'achila. It is not asur ba'anah. The Rambam paskens this way in machalos asurus parches halacha tesvav, that it's asur to eat, but it is not asur ba'hana'a. One is not allowed to do business with machalos asurus. There are other limitations. Min amut b'ficha, the Gemara says, and we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to make ritzuos of tefillin out of non-kosher animals because of a din of min amut b'ficha. Some poskim think any mitzvah you're not allowed to use non-kosher animals. In Tshuvas Beis Shlomo, in Aruch Chaim in Kuf Ches and Kuf Tes, he says, no, you can make candles out of non-kosher fat for Hanukkah and for Shabbos candles, because min amut b'ficha is only a din when it comes to tefillin, maybe not when it comes to other mitzvahs. That's one of the big discussions about tcheles. How could it be that we use a chalazon, and chalazon is not a kosher animal? How could it be used for a mitzvah? Okay, a different discussion for a different time. But as far as our issue, if it's mutter bahana and it's only asr ba'achila, what on earth would be the problem? So there is a Mishnah in Yuma, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, where it tells us that there's a din called Sicha Kishtia, based on a pasuk in Tehillim, the Gemara Darshins, that sometimes anointing oneself, since Sicha is identified as one of the Chamesh Inuyim that we have on Yom Kippur, and the reason for that is that Sicha is Kishtia, that it's considered to be like drinking. So the question is, how much like drinking? Meaning, one would imagine that at the Seder, you want to be Yotzei Dalet Kosos, you can't just pour the wine all over yourself, right? We're not going to say, Sicha Kishtia, right? It's not 100% like drinking. So to what extent do we assume Sicha Kishtia? The Taz in Yaradei and Simkuf Yud Zayin Sivkat and Dalet holds that using soap made from non-kosher fats, taka is an application of Sicha Kishtia, and therefore it will be a problem. So what is the heter? So there are a couple of heter. First of all, Tosos in Nida Daf Lamed Beis says, Sicha Kishtia is only true by oil, it's not true by fats, and soaps are made from fats, and therefore there's no issue of Sicha Kishtia when it comes to soaps, because they're made from fat. Second of all, the Tosos in Maseches Yuma Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph says, Sicha Kishtia is a din midrabanan, and the Rabbanan only applied it to Yom Kippur. It doesn't apply outside of Yom Kippur. So the two biggest kulas are that it's only oil and it's only Yom Kippur. So if you hold it's only oil, you hold it's only Yom Kippur, so then you're not going to have problems using soap. Now the Beis Yosef is not 100% clear in terms of what he holds about this issue. He quotes the Orchos Chaim, who says that Sicha Kishtia is an issue, even with non-kosher fats. And he quotes a Rashba, who's more Mekel, and he just quotes it. He quotes Chus Chaim, who's Machmir, the Rashba's Mekel, and he leaves it at that. The Shach and the Mekudas HaKesef in Yerodeus and Mekuf Yud Zayin quotes a lot of poskim that are Mekel, and he says, you know, even if it would be Mekel, maybe you shouldn't be Mekel with pigs, because the Levush writes that from people are made very uncomfortable by using any pig products, so maybe not. Maybe we don't like using pig products, but otherwise the Shach seems to be Mekel. Kafachayim in Yerodeus Kuf Yud Zayin also quotes the poskim on both sides, and he thinks that we should be Machmir. The Taz it allows using soaps, but only b'makom tzar. He says if it's a person's to be b'tzar, so then you can rely on the more makel shitos, but otherwise one should be machmir that both sicha kishtia applies to fats, and that it applies even outside of Yom HaKippurim, and therefore it should be a problem according to the Taz. Shulchan Aruch says that you're in Hilcha Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to use soap on Shabbos because of the violation of Memareach, and he doesn't start discussing kosher soap, non-kosher soap. So some want to be medayit from that, that Shulchan Aruch really comes down on the side that non-kosher soap is fine. However, one person that one of the Gedolei Achronim who is clearly machmir on this issue is the Vilna Gaon, and that obviously carries a lot of weight because he's the Vilna Gaon. So the Vilna Gaon is machmir, and he thinks that it's sicha kishtia applies, and it applies outside of Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, and it applies even to fats, not only to oils. Yeruch HaShulchan just points out in Yerodei Kuf Yud Zayin Sivkan Chavtas that it's been done for years and no one says anything. Meaning it doesn't seem that any of the Rabbanim made a macha, we haven't seen any kol kores against it. It's been done for years and no one says anything. It must be that we rely on the more mekel shitos. The Bir Halacha in Or Chaim Sim Shin Chavav quotes a number of the shitos. He quotes the Vilna Gaon. He quotes Tosos is more mekel, and he says it seems that the minig is to be mekel. But he says if it's easy enough to find kosher soap, you should use kosher soap. Rav Avadia has a tshuva in Yechavadas Chelak Dalet Siman Mem Gimel where he's also mekel, but he says mostly because. Not mostly, but largely because the soaps that we have are not Rai L'Achila anyway. All the fats are not Rai L'Achila, and if it's not Rai L'Achila, anything that's not Rai L'Achila, Nevela Rui L'Ger is Kriya Nevela, Shein Rui L'Ger is Eina Kriya Nevela, so if it's already Nifsal Ne'Achila, it's even Nifsal Ne'Achila's Kelev, it's not going to be a problem at all, because it's not even non-kosher anymore once it's Nifsal Ne'Achila's Kelev. So you use that as a Tzad L'Hakel. Other Tzadim L'Hakel that people use is that a lot of the soaps today, the beef tallow is only is batel barov. Others say that it's you're not even sure that it's there. If it's a liquid soap, it's very likely not there. It doesn't, so it's a suffix whether your soap even has it. So you have a suffix, you have the possibility that it's batel, even if it is there. The whole thing is a drabanan, and the whole thing may not exist because sicha kishtia may not exist outside of Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. The whole thing may not exist because sicha kishtia may not apply to chelev. So those are all wonderful kulas, and that's why we don't have hashkachas on our soaps. What does that do for us in terms of this beef tallow moisturizer, right? And also you also have makom tzar, because that you have by soaps, because if you can't use a soap, then it's tzar for everybody sitting next to you also, right? Meaning it's not so gishmak. So it would make life very, very difficult. But only some of those tzadim lahakel apply to actual beef tallow, right? The fact that it's only Yom Kippur and that only oil, that would work. The idea that it's not edible is not true if itaka is edible. The idea that it's batel is not true when you're using pure beef tallow. The idea that it's a suffix is also not true. The idea that it's makom tzar is also not operative in this case. Having said that, probably the main studim lahakel are that Tosfos and Nida, and that we're not going to apply it outside of oil, that we're not going to apply it outside of Yom HaKippurim, and we are dealing with the din drabanan, so there might be makom lahakel. I just don't see any real need to want to be makel in this situation, but there might still be makom lahakel on this issue. Okay, have a great day, everybody.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.